when homeless men prayed. Ray, name has been changed, was the needy middle-aged man who I had met during our years of ministering to the homeless. He was polite and kindly natured when we chatted each week. He often stood near an area of benches where I would hold prayer gatherings. He contributed in the general conversation and kept others engaged in speaking up about their prayer requests. One week, as I asked for requests, several merely commented that they were good or had no problems today. I paused, debated, and finally said, "Well, I could use your prayers today." I then shared that one of my six kids had brain cancer and needed surgery. You could have heard a pin drop. Then, one by one, the homeless each expressed their concern, asked questions, and prayed for us. Ray asked me for my son's first name, and I watched him scroll it on a scrap of paper and put it in his pocket. Weeks passed. I was busy with my son's situation and didn't see Ray. One day, when I was finally back at the park and with the homeless, Ray spotted me. He ran over and asked how my son Luke was doing. "I can't believe you remembered his name," I began. "Of course," Ray stated, "I pray for him every day. His name's in my pocket." At this, he pulled the scrap of paper from his pocket and waved it at the large crowd of homeless gathered there that day. "Who do we pray for?" Ray shouted at the crowd. "Luke!" came as a single roar. Then came individual voices. "How is he?" said one. "I pray for him every day," said another. "I haven't missed a day," a third chimed in. The voices came from here and there, all over that field. "The Lord is in control. God has this. You give Luke our love. Ray never lets us forget to pray." And over the many years since, I have never forgotten my sick son being prayed for by the homeless with their glorious faith, led by Ray and his remarkable love.